Book of Ruth tonight. I don't want to wear a good thing out. Praise God.
Come on, brother.
But I still ain't past the first chapter yet. I preached about four times out of this. Amen. Something else got to deal with my heart here. Amen. And I want to revisit a couple of scriptures and then turn to the New Testament and get a couple and try to dig something out here. Now it came to pass, verse 1:1, in the days when the judges ruled, that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab. He and his wife and his two sons. Amen. Once again, revisiting the fact that Elimelech left Bethlehem, the house of bread. Amen. Because he was not content to dwell in the famine. Amen. I don't have time to go into the past, what I've preached out the last few services, but it appears that Elimelech was a noble man. He was a man of wealth. He was a man of possessions.
Yes.
Amen. And he wasn't willing to lose a little bit of wealth, if you will. He wasn't willing to suffer through the famine. So he up and he moved to Moab. Amen.
Yes.
This word, I didn't look at it until today. Sojourn means a temporary stay.
Yeah.
Praise God. It didn't turn out, Brother Tom, to be very temporary.
Right. Come on.
Amen. When we get uncontented in the will of God. He was in the will of God in Bethlehem.
Yeah, right.
But when you up and you move to the far country, you're out of the will of God.
Right.
Amen. But the Bible said that, amen, he was just going to sojourn down there, which meant I'm just going to go down here for just a little while. Amen. I'm going to take a job over in the next town over. Praise God.
Yeah.
I know I won't be able to make it to church. I know I won't be able to do the will of God for the next little while in my life, but this will be temporary. Amen. And I'm going to come back to Bethlehem. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. If you got your Bibles, 1 Timothy 6:6, read a few verses here, and I'm going to take a text and preach to us. But godliness with contentment is great gain.
Right.
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money, I want you to notice this. I feel like this is one of the misquoted verses in the Bible. And if not misquoted, one of the most misquoted, one of the most misunderstood. Amen. And the Bible said that for the love of money, it didn't say money was evil.
Nope.
Amen. We're going to get into that here shortly. But God uses money in great ways. Amen.
Yeah.
But the Bible said the love of money. Amen. I tell you, I feel like Elimelech had this problem. Amen. He wanted to make, he wanted to be, he wanted more, more, more. I want to be wealthy. I want to be rich. Let me tell you something. The man that seeks out wanting all of this world's possessions that he can have, he's setting out in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Amen. You could look at it every time. This happens a lot. This happened a lot. He wanted more, more, more. What happened to Lot? He ended up in Sodom, much like Elimelech. He lost his family. Amen. Oh. Great God, the Bible said, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Verse 11, I'll be done here. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith. Amen. Love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. If the Lord would help us here tonight, I'd like to preach on the comfort we can have when we are committed. Amen.
Great
yeah. God, the comfort that comes from God when I have contentment down inside of my heart. Amen. Gain is not always godliness, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Hallelujah. What is true commitment? I must start with here tonight. What does being content mean? Amen. Contentment is an inner sufficiency that keeps us at peace in spite of any outward circumstance. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank God. When I am content, Brother J.R., that means I'm happy in my heart no matter what is going on around me. Praise God. Thank God. The big three can go belly up, but I'm still content. Amen. I don't want the U.S. economy to go bad. Everybody's talking about a recession. I don't want none of the above. Amen. But when we really have contentment, it doesn't matter how the economy's going, I still have God. Amen. Hey, God. Amen. Contentment was one of the highest Greek qualities. To the Greeks, it meant you were sufficient in yourself. Hallelujah. Contentment is not apathy or foolishness. It is a quiet restfulness in the midst of changing events. Praise God. Godliness does not, amen, give financial gain all the time. For some reason, there is a sect of preachers that preach, if you come follow the Lord, you'll prosper, and you'll live in a big house and drive a fancy Cadillac, amen, and wear fancy name brand designer clothing, and all sorts of things like that. That is not what my Bible teaches, amen. That is not, amen, in the scriptures of God's holy word. But godliness itself is gain when it is accompanied with contentment. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I can feel and I can have the peace of God that we felt in this service tonight if I didn't have a nickel in my pocket. Amen. Hey, God, that's what he means. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Hey, I tell you, there's a lot of rich people, they don't have what we have. Amen. There's a lot of people that's got a lot of wealth and a lot of possessions, and they don't have contentment because they spend their life worrying about all that they have. Amen. Hey, God, but I tell you, I'm not preaching against money. I'm not preaching if you've got money, you're, amen, wrong. But I'm just telling us that is not the aspect of life to get more of the possessions of this old world. Amen. The main goal is to get more of God. Amen. And the more of God we get, he'll bless us as he sees fit. Amen. Lord, I want more of you. Amen. And when I get more of God, I can have contentment in my heart. And along with that, contentment brings a calm, amen, that the world don't understand. And God in heaven, Paul was a very, very educated man. He spoke multiple languages. He could have been a great, amen, businessman. Could have had a lot of money in this old life. But I read that old scripture, amen, where he talked about, I know what it's like to be abased. I know what it's like, amen, not to have no money in my pocket, not to have none in the bank account. And he said, I know what it's like to abound. But this one thing, he said, I do. I want the Lord more than anything. Amen. And when I read that today, Brother Tommy, I never saw it like I did today. Boy, I saw it, Sister Luna. I saw an old Apostle Paul that was hanging on to a board that had been shipwrecked in the middle of an ocean. And he said, I know what it's like to be abased. I know what it's like to be shipwrecked. I know what it's like to be down in Lystra and they stoned me and they left me half dead. Amen. I know what it's like to be on the bottom. And he said this one thing, I'd rather be in the will of God than to have everything this world owns. Hey, God in heaven, I come to tell somebody, you're looking for comfort in all the wrong places. You can get an experience with God in your heart. I said you can get God down in the middle of your heart. It'll bring a comfort. It'll bring a commitment that the world don't understand. It only comes from God above.
Yeah. That's right.
Woo! Yeah. True commitment is found in Jesus.
Yeah.
And to have commitment in the Lord requires us to do some things.
Yeah.
Amen. Number one, we must, if I'm going to be content in the Lord, I must direct my focus on what God has already allowed me to have.
Yeah.
Hey, God. I tell you what, that's one of our main problems. We look at everything we don't have. We look at everything I've never been able to have. Hey, hey man, oh, look at so-and-so. Look at all they've got. They're going on vacation once a month. Look down there to Joneses, how good they got it. But you don't understand, the Joneses have debt up to their eyebrows. Hey man, the Joneses, they can't miss a day's work. But the bank's going to repossess everything they have. Hey God, that's not the way I want to live. I tell you how I want to live. I want to live in the will of God. I want to live with the Holy Ghost breathing down my spine. Amen. Great God, take this whole world, but just give me Jesus. We got to direct our focus on what God has given us. Amen.
Yeah.
Woo! This involves counting our blessings, yeah, and being thankful to the Lord for each one of his gifts. Daniel Webster, the great dictionary writer, said this: if you want to feel rich, just count all the blessings you have and money can't buy. All of us have different things sitting in here tonight that money cannot buy. I've been pondering these things the last few days. Hey man, I tell you what I've got that money can't buy. I've got Brother J.R. Hey man, a beautiful, wonderful family that God has blessed me with. Look at them three girls. Amen. Along with them other girls singing here a while ago. Money can't buy that. Hallelujah. Amen. Them boys. Hey, God. Hey, said Michelle said, look like some of them was looking at Wesley kind of crazy this morning. Well, thank God he finally wore out and he's asleep now. Hallelujah. I tell you, he's running out that gun everywhere. Amen. He had to give his passy up. The doctor told him it worked with Reese, and now it worked with Weston. And we told that doctor, said, get on to him and tell him he can't have it no more. And that doctor told him, said, you can't have it no more. Hey, God, he come home. He was heartbroken. He was mad all day the other day, but he gave his passy up. But now he carries a gun everywhere. He's got that gun in his pocket. He's got that gun in his belt. Hey, God, I told Michelle, we're going to have to go to Walmart and find him a holster, amen. Hey, God, put that gun on his side. Hey, I tell you, I got something that money came by. Hey, amen, the Lord has blessed me. I got a beautiful wife that God has given me. Thank God I got a church that I can go to and feel the Holy Ghost, amen, that loves me, and I love them, and we can feel the Holy Ghost, and God get in the midst. Let me tell you something, money came by. Amen, the power of the Holy Ghost. You got something to be happy about. I said you got something that the world can't give us. Amen. You got to focus on what you already got. Amen.
Yeah.
Look at what you got. Count your blessings. Amen.
Yeah.
Woo! When you die, Brother Chuck ain't here, so I can't get the picture, amen. Every time I say this, he sends me a picture. Amen. But great God, we brought nothing into this world, and we can't take nothing out, brother. Amen. A U-Haul, I've said many times, and he sends me the picture. I'm sure somebody did it for the fun of. Great God, you'll never see a U-Haul pull a hearse pulling a U-Haul. Amen. You know why? Great God, we came into this world naked. We didn't bring nothing in. And Job said, I can't take nothing out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But I'll tell you something, I can take out. I can take out the Spirit of God. I can take out peace and love and joy. Amen. Thank God, godliness and contentment is great gain. I can't take the world, but I can take God out of here with me. Focus on what you got. Amen. Next, we must disregard what we don't have in our possessions. Men are rich in that they are God's creation. Men are even richer in what they can do without. Amen. All I got to do is look into the heavens and say, God, I don't have a lot in this world, but I have you.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to disregard those things that I don't have. Amen. I'm not going to let that ponder on my mind, but I'm going to be thankful for those things that I do have. Hallelujah. Amen. E. Stanley Jones tells about a poverty-stricken man who had an unexpected guest stop in for the night. He escorted the guest to his humble accommodations in the hayloft of the barn. And he said, if there's anything you want, let me know, and I will come show you how to do without. Thank God. Did you get that? I'll show you how to do without. I would to God that America would learn to do without. Amen. Thank God we need to learn to go back to the days where we don't have gadgets and we don't have possessions and we don't have storage buildings full to the top of stuff we can't use. Thank God I can live without. I can live without this world. But give me Jesus. Give me God. Give me his possession and not the possession of the world. Amen.
Yeah.
Contentment sets our minds free from anxious cares.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo. We are living in an all-time high stressful society.
You're right.
People are having strokes in their 30s, heart attacks in their 30s, multiple sickness in their 30s. We're getting sicker today with the greatest health coverage and what am I trying to think here? The greatest equipment, the greatest health care system that we've ever known, that's ever been in the history of man. We got the greatest tools, amen, robotic surgery. We got the greatest things going, but people are sicker today than they've ever been. Why is that? Amen, I'll tell you why it is. Our minds are worried about all the stuff we have, and they're not worried about the stuff we need from heaven. We need God. We need his possession. We need his power. We need him in the midst. Amen.
Yeah.
Woo! A person who depends on material things for peace and happiness and satisfaction will find he will never be satisfied. Material things have a way of losing their appeal eventually. Listen to me. I'll move on here. This is one of the reasons why selfish people, amen, are so much more miserable, because the things they wanted so bad do not make them happy once they receive the things they wanted so bad. And they get it and they realize, this is not making me happy. Elimelech said, I want to go to Moab. The economy's booming down there. It's a famine down here in Bethlehem. Things have dried up down here. I'm gonna sojourn. Just a temporary move, amen. I'm gonna go down to Moab and I'm gonna make money up to my elbows. I'm gonna make it, and then I'm gonna bring my money and come back to Bethlehem. But what you don't understand, Elimelech, those possessions ain't gonna make you happy. Amen. Matter of fact, they're gonna take you down. They're going to take your life. They're going to take the lives of your son. Amen. They're going to make your wife miserable for 10 years. Great God, possessions don't make you happy. Happiness only comes from one place, and that is God. Woo! We must decide to refuse to covet after. Thirdly, we got to decide in our heart, I'm going to refuse to covet after other things that other people possess.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. That's what's got America. I told you the other night, I like to listen to Ramsey. I just listen to him when I'm in a car. Sometimes I'll pull him up on my phone. It ain't like a habitual habit. I've got to listen to him all the time. I like to listen to Ramsey. Dave Ramsey. Amen. Dave Ramsey said that the average car payment in this country, it's way up for like $540-something a month. And most families have that times two. Mom's got a car payment. Dad's got a car payment. That's over $1,000 a month. We pay towards our cars. We pay towards our possessions. Amen. And then when we get that thing almost paid off, old Johnny and Susie down the street just got a new one, and I think I'm going to get me a new one. And if you think about getting a new car, great God, don't take yesterday for you. Amen. Hey, I'm not here to say, all I'm here to say is, if I got a car that drives me and gets me around to good places, amen, and Johnny and Susie gets one better, I don't need to compete with them and get myself in more debt, amen, so I could just drive a better car. Quick, get your eyes, get a decide in your heart not to keep up with the Joneses, amen.
Right.
Woo! Amen. The most important question in regard to our happiness is not what things do I possess, but what possesses me.
Yeah.
It ain't what I possess, but what possesses me. For some people, it's harder to know how to abound than it is to suffer want. Amen. Wealth has a tendency to create a thirst for more. Give me more, give me more. And more, leading the prosperous person weary and never able to enjoy what he has. Amen, because he's worried about getting more. But instead of focusing on what someone else has, amen, keep up with the Joneses mentality. It's exhausted people mentally, spiritually, financially. Great God, it'll wear you down if you don't watch out.
Yeah.
I'll say this and keep it very broad, but at church we was at some time back. We were talking to this young couple, and I liked them real well. Talked to the husband mostly, of course. And he was telling me all about this new job he was in, and all about this and all about that. And he said, making more money than ever made. Man, I was happy for it. Somebody gets a good job and they make more money than they've ever made. I thank God for that.
Yeah,
amen. I want you to do better than you've ever done. Amen. Brother Chuck told me since Trump got in office, his job was about to close down. Now he's working overtime. And I thank God he's got a good job and he's prospered. Amen.
Yes,
thank God for that.
Yes, sir. Right.
I didn't realize this. Well, we went out in the parking lot. This guy had a Cadillac, brand new Cadillac Escalade. Woo. Well, I knew how much they was worth. Not because I've been shopping at them, praise God, but we was in the mall up there in Cincinnati last year, coming through that big mall, and they had one right in the middle of the mall. Now you know how it is. I went by that stripe ticker, 97.5. Woo! Great God, don't need to be no good stuff at the Cadillac shop. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Amen. This old guy had a Cadillac Escalade. And I thought, great God, he is doing good. Until I came back just a few, amen, little bit ago. Came back to that same church. I said, where's Brother So-and-so? I ain't seen him in the last 2 or 3 days. And the frown come across their face. And I read between the lines. They said he ain't been coming much. He's got a job. And he's carried away with a job. God, I tell you, I thank God for a job, but I thank God for the church more. Take the job, give me Jesus. Take the Cadillac Escalade, give me Jesus. I'd rather raise my kids in the house of the Lord, in a church of holiness, and take the job.
Praise
God, Lord. It counts my kids' age. Great talented in the work of the Lord. But now he kept up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
He's got more than he ever has had, but he's got less than he's ever had. Oh God. Oh God. I gotta move on here. Lastly, the source of our wealth. Everything we must understand comes from God. Give me a few moments. 1 Chronicles 29:12, both riches and honor come from thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Amen. That's in the hand of God. Whether he's going to give me strength or give me wealth or give me possessions, that's up to God. And if you try to make it happen, it might happen, but you might lose your soul doing it. Woo. I'm preaching to somebody here tonight. Amen. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Who am I? What is my people that thou should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee and of thine own, have we given thee. Amen. Great God, we must understand everything comes from him. Amen. We must realize that money can't buy love and happiness. Even though the world would make you think it can, when your life is on the line, riches lose significance. Amen. I took care of many dying people. Hey, I'll say this, and like I said, I'm trying to keep things broad. But I took care of a man that owned a funeral home in this tri-state area, put it that way. Mega, worth mega money. Amen. Worth all kinds of money. Hey, I tell you, when he was dying, Brother J.R., he didn't ask one time, ask anybody, what about my bank accounts? What about my possessions? No, he was just trying to grab a hold of life and make it another day. Hey, God. Hey, God. Money can't buy you another day. Money can't buy you happiness. When your life is on the line, riches lose all significance. Proverbs 11:4, riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. Hey, God, riches ain't going to prosper me when I'm facing death in the eye. But righteousness, hey, it'll rescue me. I come to tell us, focus on God, not on riches. Matthew 16:26, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange? Look at how short and how swift riches don't last. Somebody said money talks. Another man said the only thing it ever said to me is goodbye. Praise God. Woo! Riches don't last. Amen. Thank God. Money is a tool from God to be used to care for our families and to accomplish God's work. It can be used to help others who are in need. This is a great responsibility of using wealth wisely. It touched my heart this morning, not because she's my mother-in-law, but she said a girl was down there in a restaurant, in and out, amen, maybe looking for something to eat, and the Lord spoke to her and said she's hungry. That's a wise use of money, amen, to feed the hungry, to clothe the poor, amen, to put the shoes on a homeless boy. Thank God. God blesses us with money so that we can bless somebody else, not to hoard it up. Amen. And get more.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm trying my best to help us.
Come on.
Yes. Amen. Charge them that are rich in this world, 1 Timothy 6:17, that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the line to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Amen. That's why God gives money. Is it wrong to have money? No. I was always taught that. I believe out of good intention. But my Uncle Larry always used that scripture over there. Amen. Word. Amen. If a man, how hard is it for a rich man to go to heaven? And he always used that scripture. It's easy for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to go to heaven. Thank God. He always preached to us. And it'd be hard to be rich and go to heaven. I believe God's got rich people. I believe God's got people with money. But it's people he can trust, that's willing to give, that's willing to help, that's willing to supply for the kingdom.
Yeah.
Woo!